Time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
And joining us today is Chris Doritas, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He's also been a music supervisor for a number of Hollywood films. Chris, welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well, and let's get to some of the music that you brought us today. You wanted us to hear the Australian singer-songwriter Greta Ray. This is called Drive.
Blazing street lights through the window glass, your feet on the gas, my up on the dash. I know you're driving too fast, all the world is still. Imagery such as this is symptomatic. Call me a fanatic, I'm an addict to what I could ever want. Some would say this is fiction, but it is not. I can get so high off the vivid picture that's occupying my mind. Do you want it? Do you want it?
Just listening to the accent, I have to say, I would be less surprised if you told me she was from Nashville than from Australia, but there you go.
It's really funny that you say that, because she has listed Taylor Swift as an inspiration.
Mm.
I mean, along with Joni Mitchell and James Taylor and that sort of thing. But she's only 17 years old, and she's actually still in high school. She's finishing up high school in this town outside of Melbourne. I just recently came across her, and the way that we found out about her was she's won two songwriting competitions back-to-back, one in August by an Australian radio station, Triple J, and this past week she won this really prestigious songwriting competition called the Vanda Young Songwriting Competition, which was really the largest first prize for any songwriting competition in the world. $50,000 win.
Well, what do you like about her music?
Well, I mean, first of all, it feels great. But I think it is great songwriting skills for a young artist. I mean, she's just getting started. This is her first single.
And by the way, spoiler alert, this is not the only 17-year-old that we're going to hear from today. But our next band here is the L.A. band Dawes. They are old enough to drink. This is called As If by Design.
The stars were just the holes punched in the shoebox. A creature all the air he needs to breathe, as if every constellation was just a form of veneration, from a captor to enormous to conceive. The moonbeam like a coach.
Tell us about this one.
Well, Dawes is fronted by this guy, Taylor Goldsmith. He's the main songwriter and singer of the band, and he first came to my attention through an L.A. band called Simon Dawes, and now they're just Dawes.
Simon left.
Yes, Simon left. Actually, he did leave. Simon is the middle name of Blake Mills, who did leave, and he went on to become a red-hot record producer. He got a Grammy nomination this past year for producing the Alabama Shakes album. He's doing John Legend. And he's produced this album with his old friends. And this track in particular, I think, is really cool. It finishes up the album, and it's sort of it's just a rollicking good time. I don't know if you could hear the piano work on this particular track, but it's this guy, Lee Pardini, who's their new keyboardist, and just the joyous abandon in this performance is what captivates me.
All right, well, up next, we've got the Long Island, New York group, the Lemon Twigs. This is Baby Baby.
Thank you.
okay, we get to do the thing that happens probably every 4 to 5 months in a DJ session, which is I make the comparison that I hate to make with the Beatles, but there is a little bit of a Beatlesy sound in there.
You know, you're right. I mean, I share that idea. And I, for me, it was like the Kinks, early David Bowie. It has that sort of Baroque flourish that a lot of 60s bands, including the Beatles, had, right? But there's this freshness that feels somewhat like MGMT. It's definitely not, you know, a dinosaur sound. It's a very current sound. But they're laying in harpsichord and tack piano and xylophone and all these little surprises and nooks and crannies in the music that it's just a joy to listen to it.
Well, and in fact, one of their songs was featured in the Fox sitcom New Girl just this week. They were tweeting about that. But what else should we know about the Lemon Twigs?
Well, the album itself is a roller coaster ride. And then when you find out that they're brothers from Long Island, New York, 17 and 19 years old, respectively, I mean, it's for me, it's the finest debut of the year so far.
All right, well, on to the next one, the Los Angeles funk group Wolfpack. This is called Aunt Leslie.
The color TV, filter the truth through you to me. What's not to trust is just your family.
Now, this group performed at Bonnaroo earlier this year. What else should we know about them?
Well, they originally came to our attention when they were back in Michigan. They met at the University of Michigan. And they wanted to do this thing that was sort of a rhythm section, not unlike, you remember the Funk Brothers or
yeah.
the Muscle Shoals or Wrecking Crew rhythm sections that backed up all these hits. The Funk Brothers did all the Motown hits, for example, My Girl and Heard It Through the Grapevine. Wolfpack patterned their band out of that. They wanted to be kind of a really cool rhythm section. And they have this rotating cast of vocalists and guest instrumentalists that come into the band. And it's a very democratic thing. The new album, The Beautiful Game, features this guy that we just heard, Antoine Stanley, who they met when they were up in Michigan. But now they're based here in Los Angeles, and they're becoming really part of the vibrant Los Angeles music scene right now.
All right, well, we have time for one more, Chris Tarides, and you wanted us to hear the new Leonard Cohen album. This is You Want It Darker.
Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. I'm ready, my lord.
Fair to say his voice has dropped, I think, Chris.
Well, it's funny. We've been featuring these 17-year-old musicians, and now we have a man who just turned 82 years old, releasing arguably one of the best, if not the best, albums of his entire career. What really struck me when I first heard this lead-off single was the haunting all-male choir that backs him up. Any Leonard Cohen fan will know that he's always been fond of having a couple of female backup singers because they felt like they made his voice sound less depressing. This album was produced by his son, Adam Cohen, and Adam had the brilliant idea, well, why don't we kind of flip this on its side a little bit? It's sort of a look back, in a way, at a stellar career. And to have this sort of sanctified sound of these singers backing him up. It's a choir that comes from Montreal, from the synagogue that Leonard grew up in. So there's a nice touchstone to the album because of that.
Well, some great music. Very eclectic mix today. Old and young. Chris Tarides, DJ at KCRW. Thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Jeremy. See you again.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.